Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Polk. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing well, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And what's interesting is, Tom, you and I spoke last year about this same time, and you had just become CEO in January of 2020 of one of the great companies, BD, which has been around since 1898 and is a leader in healthcare and manufacturing. And talk about BD and what you focused on over this last year, which was certainly a very interesting year to sharpen your teeth as CEO.
It certainly has been. It's been a year that that we're very proud of as an organization. You know, we've been around, as you said, for well over 100 years. We have 70,000 associates around the world, and our purpose is advancing the world of health. And so I remember in the first few weeks in the role, I got a call from our team in China and had heard of one of our associates walking 3 miles into Wuhan because it was barricaded off to get some critical equipment in for testing for COVID. And I remember at that point in time thinking, this outbreak that we're hearing about is quite serious. And then within the first 45 days as I was in the role, I got a call at 11 p.m. to see if I could be at the White House at 8 a.m. the next morning. I kind of had a sense that my tenure in this next year was going to be very different than what I had planned. But we've been, as an organization, we've had a role in diagnosing COVID. We're one of the first with a rapid point-of-care test. We've had a role in treating patients with COVID. 90% of any patient in the U.S. that ends up in an ICU with COVID relied on our products to deliver medications. And now we're the leader in delivering COVID vaccines. We've got commitments to deliver 1.7 billion COVID vaccines with our devices between this year and next around the world. So it's been a year that has been transformational for the company, has advanced a lot of the cultural imperatives that I came in with a focus on, and we're going to exit this process stronger.
It's really interesting and so important to have delivered 1.7 billion vaccines. How do you feel about that personally as CEO, that you are really here combating one of the great challenges of our time?
You know, we're proud, Robert, of that. Our entire associate group is proud. And, you know, for us, when I came in the role, we had a big focus on three major cultural imperatives: driving a growth mindset, driving strong teams, empowering our organization to be more agile. We're a big organization, almost $20 billion in revenue, 70,000 associates, and we wanted to act more nimbly and wanted to drive a speak-up culture. And so, you know, to do what we've done over the pandemic, it really required us to act differently on each of those different cultural imperatives. And I think beyond the impact that we've had on healthcare through the pandemic, I'm proud of how we've advanced our capabilities and culture as an organization as a result of taking the actions that we did. You know, a good example of that is we were one of the first two companies with a rapid point of care diagnostic test, our Veritor platform. And that normally takes us, that's been traditionally used for flu and strep testing for many years. We had about 25,000 placements of that platform around the country. Normally takes us 3 or 4 years to develop an assay. We challenged our team to develop it in 3 months. And we used to make 8 million tests a year on that platform. And we said, the pandemic needs us to make 12 million tests a month to be able to respond. And our team, applying growth mindset, working as strong teams, making very agile, rapid decisions, taking risks. We had people in procurement deep in the organization making decisions on buying, you know, a couple million dollars of antibodies that may or may not work. But it mattered. Every day mattered to get that product to market within that 90-day window. And so, you know, we saw us advance this element of our culture that I was very focused on coming into the role, that we've got a lot of exemplars now across the company in how we've done that. And we're spending a lot of time now making sure that as we move forward, we keep that momentum, right? As we see hopefully a light at the end of the tunnel on the pandemic, and then we continue to build on how we've become as an organization to continue to advance our strategy as we go forward.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Tom Boland, the CEO of BD, one of the largest organizations, 187. And you spoke about the culture before. So you had 70,000 people. What is your role as CEO, and are there any unique practices or things that you do to drive such success so that the team was able to galvanize at the level that it did during this past year?
Certainly, any CEO is imperative, and it sets the tone for their culture. So it starts with when I stepped into the role, we established the BD way, which is the way that we operate at BD. It defines our core set of values as a company, defines how we want our associates to think, and we take that from a growth mindset perspective, and how we want our associates to lead from a servant leadership perspective. And then we seek to make it very clear and communicate what those expectations are, storytelling and sharing best practices of those cultural imperatives that are happening across the company, and rewarding and celebrating those people who are best bringing those to life within their organizations. We celebrate and recognize them quite a bit. And we help take risks off the table. I commented earlier, for example, when we were developing rapid tests, one of the biggest enabling factors, I think, was taking risks off the table for associates to make decisions themselves. And that includes, for example, rather than buy a typical process in developing a rapid test is you buy very small quantities of an antibody. And if that, you validate if it works, that's maybe a couple $1,000s. And if it works, then you may buy $1 million of it for production. And that takes another month though to order that. But when you're trying to develop an assay in 90 days, you don't have time to test and then wait a month to get it into produce when there's a pandemic that's threatening the lives of hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And so we said, we're going to take, if those don't work, you don't have to worry about it. We'll take that. That's a company risk, and enable people to make the decision to move more agilely from a growth mindset, to be empowered as a team. They had access. They started taking the company plane and flying those antibodies from Europe out to San Diego, for example, to save a couple of days from what we could get them shipped through FedEx or UPS, and all of those things mattered at the end of the day because we're focused on saving lives. So those are just a few examples, but obviously a critical role of any CEO. I'd say one other thing that was very important to us, I mentioned one of our other cultural imperatives is building a speak-up culture. And beyond the pandemic this year, something that the world faced, and certainly very true in the U.S., was bringing to light the issue of racial injustice and inequality. And for us as a company, we made a very cognizant decision, which has been different than our history, which is we were going to take a very public stance against racial injustice. And we're going to address it head on within the organization. We're going to address it head on within the communities that our 70,000 associates live in. And we really viewed that and communicated it very openly in the organization that if we expect our associates to speak up when they see something that's not right in the company, something we could be doing better in R&D or doing better, they see a quality issue, it's critical that our associates speak up and get it addressed before it leaves our factories or our warehouse. If we're going to ask associates to speak up when they see something wrong, that we as a company should be speaking up when we see something that's wrong in our communities. And we view those as very kind of aligned in our purpose and our direction. And so we saw associates really rally behind us taking that stance, not only in the company, but also in the communities in which our associates live.
I commend you. I like that speak up idea. And everyone, we're about to take a commercial break. think about having a speak up culture. What a great idea. When we come back, we're going to talk with Tom Polen about innovation. And BD is one of the greatest innovation companies of the past century. We'll learn about their history, but what they're doing now and how this culture that we've spoken about drives innovation. Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to CEO Show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial-free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com and you could listen commercial-free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email John at theceoforumgroup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Tom Poland, who is the CEO of BD, which stands for, Tom?
Becton Dickinson.
And everyone said that, but now it's BD to everyone. So this is 70,000 employees, almost $20 billion in revenue. But really, you have been, from day one, really one of the leaders in so much innovation. Talk about some of your history from, you know, the first insulin syringes to what you've accomplished and where you are today in innovation.
Sure. So as you know, we've been around for well over 120 years as a company, and we did develop the first insulin syringe, the first blood collection tube. We have a long history actually in addressing the different major healthcare crises that have evolved around the world. We worked with Jonas Salk to deliver the first polio vaccine and created a specialized syringe for that purpose. When tuberculosis became a major crisis around the world, we developed the first rapid automated tuberculosis diagnostic test. And when HIV crisis hit in the 80s, we developed automated CD4 and CD8 testing, a test that's used on anyone with HIV to monitor their immune system to aid in the treatment, and is a staple of HIV treatment management today. As we think about where we're going forward, we're really focused in three major areas as a company to help transform healthcare for the future. First is we're applying informatics, robotics, and artificial intelligence to transform healthcare processes. And so we're reinventing medication management as an example, helping to connect the pharmacy with the nursing staff and smart devices that surround the patient. Or we're automating the microbiology lab, for example, with robotics. Second major area that we're focusing on innovating is enabling transformation of where care is delivered. So moving healthcare from hospitals to where patients want to be seen, in the home, perhaps in retail centers, ambulatory surgery centers, long-term care facilities, and we're bringing a whole new suite of solutions ranging from point-of-care testing to other types of devices that can be used by the patient themselves in their home rather than through a professional. And the third major area that we're focused on from an innovation perspective is transforming the care and outcomes for chronic diseases. And so we have a whole series of really exciting innovations that are available today and many more that are in our pipeline that aid in treating conditions such as end-stage renal disease or peripheral artery disease or diabetes. And those are areas that we continue to invest in very heavily and see a tremendous opportunity for.
So when you're thinking of innovation, healthcare has dramatically increased, probably because of more medical communities speaking with each other now, technology advancing over 2020 and 2021. How do you see healthcare changing, let's say, by 2025? What's your vision of what the potential changes will be, and what is the role that BD will play in that?
Sure. I don't think there's been a more exciting time in healthcare than there is today. I often say there's no industry that's more consequential than healthcare. At the end of the day, there's lots of cool technology out there, but when you or your loved one gets sick, there's nothing more important to anyone's life than getting that person well. And so it's the most consequential industry, and I think now is the most significant time in our history because this convergence of technology is creating tremendous opportunities to help improve people's lives. And so as you think about 2025, I would say we'll continue to see informatics and artificial intelligence and robotics help improve the efficiency of how care is delivered, help eliminate medication and medical errors from the process. and improve outcomes overall. And we've been investing very heavily in that. We have over 2,000 software engineers and data scientists now in the company, up from very few just a number of years ago. It's been a major focus of ours, and we can see how it's transforming our markets in a much better way. I think the other thing you're going to see in a big way is the care continue to shift to more convenient care settings. There's a lot of focus going on in enabling care to be delivered in the home, to be delivered in other care settings than the hospital. And there's absolutely technology that's coming to market. Some is already on market and will be much more in the years ahead that will enable that care shift to continue to occur and care to be delivered, both for people who are already sick, but also technologies that will help enable people to remain well and prevent sicknesses from occurring. There's absolutely going to continue to be a lot of tremendous transformation in healthcare over that period of time, and that's been only accelerated by what's happened here with the pandemic.
Okay, so Tom, we just heard important insights about the future and innovation. BD, through its history over 120 years, has been one of the most innovative organizations. You've done great things with your culture, where you talked about removing risk. Describe more examples of what you're doing with your culture to drive innovation.
Sure. So, Robert, we've got three areas of our culture that all do have an element on driving innovation. And our growth mindset element of our culture that we're focused on, our strong teams focus and our speak up focus, all are around helping to drive innovation. At the end of the day, right, innovation is around empowering teams to independently solve complex problems, right? We deal in healthcare, which is inevitably complex. And as I think about our imperative around growth mindset, it's all around teaching our organization they've never kind of hit a wall. There's always a solution to a complex problem, but how you tackle it, you need to think differently around. And so we can see some amazing examples of that through the, certainly the COVID pandemic has forced our team to work through a lot of complex issues. I shared with you an example of how we did that to create rapid tests in 90 days rather than the normal 3 years. Another good example of that was during the pandemic, 70% of anyone that ends up in an ICU will have drugs infused with our infusion pump. That's our position of our infusion pumps in the U.S., 70% category position. And the nurses were having to go bedside to the patients. And that was a problem because there wasn't enough PPE to keep gowning and ungowning going in and out of the rooms. And so our team was looking for a solution. Could we help make PPE? What else could we be doing to prevent the nurses from having to get gowned up and go in and out of the rooms anytime the pump alarm went off or they needed to change the infusion bag? And so we ended up working with customers and created these very long infusion sets where the pumps actually went outside the patient rooms and went into the hallway so that the nurses could change the infusion bags, could interact with the pump without having to gown up and go in the patient's room, help protecting the staff, helping preserve PPE. And we ramped up that production hundreds of fold to make these specialized sets specifically designed for COVID patient treatment. We actually built an additional plant in Mexico to help scale that up as well in record time. But that took a growth mindset to figure out that and problem solve that in record time. And it's a great story and a great example of how our teams put that into practice. Rather than maybe the logical first answer, which is make more PPE, take a different approach and maybe change the way that the process is done in the first place.
And there you have it, Tom. What a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert, for having me. Great to talk to you again.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, who is the president and CEO of Kaon Interactive. How are you, Gavin?
I'm doing very well, Robert. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Well, a pleasure to have you back. And let's start talking about Kaon Interactive. You really pioneered the entire area of 3D customer interaction. Talk about what that is.
What we really discovered was that there's a tremendous amount of complexity in most B2B companies' products and solutions. And this has started to become more prevalent now as complexity in the buying ecosystems has really increased. So what we realized was that there was really an important element of conveying differentiation that became much more difficult the more complexity was layered in. So what we've done is we've created an interactive platform that allows very complex solution stories to be conveyed in a very simple way. And this interactive 3D experience is something that creates sort of three levels of connection with people. One is an intellectual knowledge transfer. You learn something interesting and important and relevant. The second is it's multi-sensory. You're not only sitting and watching and listening, but you're actually interacting and you're touching and feeling and participating. And then the last one is there's an emotional connection when you're involved in these 3D experiences. And what happens when those three connections happen is you form very strong synaptic connections in your brain, which means you remember important things. So it's very effective for companies that have complex solutions. And what we've been able to see is this, as you said, sort of pioneering technology infrastructure has really had a behavioral impact that's been transformative for a lot of large organizations.
So what you're doing, in a sense, is you're taking the complex sales process, like say like with an IBM, for example, but you're simplifying it and you're turning it into all of the senses so people get to viscerally understand what's happening.
That's really important. And that point you just made is something that B2C marketers have known for a long time, which is that connection on a visceral level is a really important part of the way that people connect emotionally, and that influences their buying decisions. A lot of people forget that when B2B companies make buying decisions, the people that are involved in those decisions also have to form emotional connections. So creating that visceral connection is a very important part of helping all of the constituents in that buying cycle really understand and believe that the decision that they're making is the right one.
So what you're doing, in a sense, is you're putting the whole concept of marketing upside down. Now, you're saying that B2C companies, they understood this for years, but B2B companies are not doing this. So in a sense, the entire concept of how people go to market and interact and sell is completely different. Walk through an example of how this works.
In a typical B2B environment, you would have, from a marketing perspective, messaging going out from the company. Here's our product, here's our solution, and here's some of the key features. And those messages create an awareness in the industry, and that might be done through ads, or it might be done through sponsorships or conferences, seminars, those kinds of things. And then the salespeople bring in that same sort of messaging, but in a very declarative way. They're involved in a sales meeting, and they're making a PowerPoint presentation, or they're showing a video. And what's happening is they're telling the story. They're telling their prospects. And the way this has really changed is now, instead of telling your message, what B2B companies have learned is it's much more important for the prospect to reveal to themselves, to discover what's important to them on their own. So rather than telling them what they need to know, we've created experiences so that the customer can go on the website, can learn about what's important to them, and then sort of like peeling the layers of an onion, can reveal those things that are important to them and dive into whatever level of detail is important. Even in a sales meeting, rather than telling and presenting, what now happens is it's transformed where the salesperson gives control to the prospects or the customers, and they're the ones interacting and then asking pertinent questions when they come up. So when you say it's turned on its head, really what's transformative here is that the customer has become the power broker in this equation. They are the ones who are now in control, as opposed to the marketer and the salespeople telling the story. And you know, as a consumer, that you're much more likely to pursue something where you're in control, where you're the one making the decisions, where you're deciding whether to go to a different page on the website or to explore something in a live in-person environment, than you are to listen to a company telling you a message. And so this same dynamic is what's really been transformed in the B2B world. These experiences have a consistent message in them, but the way that that message is conveyed is completely opposite from the way that it used to be. And this is across all customer touch points, whether they're online, at a conference, at an online conference, in a webinar, in a sales meeting. In every environment, when the customer is the one doing the discovering, what we've learned from research and science is that the customer actually connects much better. They resonate with the messages that are important to them, and they're the ones who are actually diving into those areas of detail that matter to them, as opposed to listening to the same presentation, no matter who the audience is. So it's much more effective.
In addition to turning marketing upside down, it's turning the customer experience upside down. And I guess it's doing what's been taken and what's been known in B2C world. You've somehow figured out, you've cracked the code, how to make this interactive and switch the customer experience in a B2B sense. That's the magic.
You know, it's a really important message for us all in marketing and sales and executive leaders to understand is that the marketing research that had been done in the B2C world for years, talking about the three moments of truth, before you buy a product, as you become aware of it, the buying process itself, and then the actual using of the product, those three moments of truth also apply in the B2B world. So if you think about that, it's all about customer experience. As you're learning about different solutions and products and companies, that experience matters. When you're actually going through the buying process, how you actually acquire the product, how you buy it, and how easy it is, how many options you had, how well it fit with your procurement process, that matters too. And then, of course, how the solution works and how it fits into your problem solving, that matters as well. And if you think about all of that as a customer experience, this is what CEOs really need to pay attention to now, is that entire customer experience. Not just does the product work, but how does the customer become aware of who we are? And how do they interact with our company at every touch point? So that it's not just about the product itself or the solution, it's about every way that they interact with our company and every touch that they have, whether it's with a person or with a digital system of some kind.
So I understand how you do this, like with an Abbott and an IBM and a Thermo Fisher. How about someone like Amazon is one of your clients, and I'm viewing that as more of a B2C. So where does Kaon play in that world?
Well, the engine that powers the Amazon website is the backbone of what's known as Amazon Web Services. And so Amazon Web Services has actually become the premier cloud system in the world and has really been the pathfinder for how cloud systems are deployed globally across different industries and even with different providers. So what Amazon's Web Services do is they power their own system, but they also power an enormous number of businesses across the globe, from very small companies to very, very large companies. And what Amazon Web Services found was that as a pioneer, they were actually helping to educate the market about what the opportunity was. But now that they've got some very strong competitors, their important marketing imperative is to differentiate. And so differentiating these very complex technical stories is not as simple as one might think, because each key feature only matters to different constituents in the buying cycle, depending on who those buyers are. So they have to tell a very complex technical backbone infrastructure story in a way that matters to different people in the buying process, and whether they're small companies or large companies. So what we've been able to do with Amazon is really help them tell that very complex story in a simple way. It doesn't make the solution less complex. It just makes the way that they tell that complex story simplified and more understandable and digestible.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, who is the president and CEO of Kaon Interactive. This is the organization that has really pioneered the entire concept of interactive 3D digital experience. We're going to take a commercial break now, but when we come back, we're going to talk about changes in technology and innovation, and we're going to talk about personal challenges and how Gavin's world has changed as CEO since being a CEO for 16 years. Back in a few.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, the president and CEO of K-On Interactive. And Gavin, you've told me in the past that there's a lot going on in experimenting and succeeding, and there are nuances there.
You know, what's really interesting about technology innovation is that CIOs and CTOs have built infrastructures in their own organizations to experiment and do pilot projects and figure out how different technologies can solve business line problems or backbone network communications problems. And so for a long time, the technical organizations have built this engine of innovation. Sometimes they're pioneering it themselves within their enterprises, and sometimes they're finding these innovations through third parties. But what's happened in the last few years, and particularly over the last year in 2020, is that organizations outside of the information technology group have had to innovate as well. And what's been fascinating to see is that those organizations did not have that culture of experimentation and innovation and understanding of how to determine which innovations are applied to their business. But it was absolutely imperative as the digital first model became really the only way that they could communicate with clients and operate remotely. They needed to determine which innovations mattered to them. So there's two dimensions to this. One is there's technical innovations that are happening in real time, and there's the model of how you absorb and then deploy those innovations in your enterprise. So IT organizations were well set up to do this, but marketing departments, sales departments found it very challenging to figure out how to understand what innovations mattered to them. And then more importantly, how to take those innovations that did work and create an enterprise deployment across their entire organization. Actually, Bain did a study on this subject, and they found that very large organizations are really good at experimentation. They're really bad at deploying the ones that work across their entire organizations. We found this to be true over the last year particularly. So there's all kinds of innovations going on in terms of digital technology, customer communication, augmented reality, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, and all of these are being looked at as sort of pockets of problem-solving capabilities for individual problems by a wide variety of organizations in large enterprises. What really needs to happen, I think, is to say, instead of point solutions, what can we do from an institutional perspective? What can we do from an organization-wide perspective to really advance these so that we see the true benefit of these innovations? And I think the major innovations that have had huge effects over the last year and even before that are the ones that have been able to create a sustained model of innovation throughout their organization so that it's a continuous learning process. One of the things that you and I have talked about in the past is you're never really done with a digital solution. Once you've created it, you're always updating it and you're always modifying it, and it's dynamic based on what's happening in the world. And that's truly the benefit of a digital infrastructure. When you're creating something physical, you build it and it's there. and you have to leave it there for a while to get the return on investment. With a digital infrastructure, you ought to be designing it to be changing all the time. And I think that's a cultural phenomenon that a lot of organizations really need to adopt, is to think about how to continue to innovate rather than just finding something that they can put in place and assuming that it's going to be that way for the next 5 years.
It's interesting what you're talking about, the implementation side. And there's a dynamic between human and machine. And you've been working in this for years. You added MIT, your doctorate, I believe, in 1994 in artificial intelligence, way ahead of what the average bear was thinking there. And so how does it look moving forward?
That's actually the critical differentiator between companies that leapfrog their competitors and others, is their ability to understand the human behavioral aspect of innovation and to blend those with the technologies that are involved. We find that the biggest inhibitors, the largest barriers to sustained innovation, are the people and their resistance to change.
What are the qualities that you believe are lacking in leaders now, that leaders need to move forward successfully?
I think that we have to recognize that we are all part of a community. The more leaders focus on a narrow set of constituents in that community, the less likely they are to create the effect that they could in the broader community. And by that I mean that there's always a set of financial metrics that are important. There's always a set of corporate objectives and strategic initiatives that are important. But I find that a lack of understanding of the human effects of decisions that get made and strategies that get implemented often leads to short-term wins, longer-term negative effects, either for the company itself or for the community that in which they exist. And I see this sometimes when leaders are driven by particularly the financial metrics that are narrowly oriented towards corporate valuation. The shorter term those financial metrics reflect personal incentives, the worse the decisions are. And I do see more and more executives spending time thinking about the human impact of the decisions that they're making. But and I think we're starting to see, for example, there was a tremendous effort to offshore an enormous amount of corporate functions, staff functions, to lower costs. But part of the effect that most people didn't anticipate was the negative effect on customer experience that many times was the result of that. And also, many times we found that entire communities were negatively affected when they didn't have to be. I think there's always a solution that involves bringing all of the parties together. And I believe that thinking about it from the perspective of not necessarily an optimal solution just for the company and the executives, but also for the employees and the constituents around them. So thinking about the financial metrics as a byproduct of delivering value, I think, is long-term thinking that a lot of leaders need to have. And value, by the way, is not just to the shareholders or the employees, it's to all of the constituents. What value can we bring to everybody that's involved?
On that ubiquitous societal message, I want to thank you. It's a pleasure having you on the CEO show. If anyone wants to find out, what is the website?
It's kaon.com, K-A-O-N.com.
Great having you on the CEO show, Gavin.
Thank you, Robert. It's wonderful to talk to you again.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.